The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Do it. Good morning, 7-Eleven. Plan B Morning Show. How are you? Day before Thanksgiving. Weather-wise, it was warm this morning when I got up, but that's not going to last. That's dropping. That's falling to near 40 degrees in the afternoon. But it's going to be very, very windy. I've been calling for a wind advisory pretty much all through the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Northwest winds, 20 to 30 mile an hour gusts. Tomorrow, same thing. Mostly cloudy, high of 38. It's going to be windy, like I said, throughout the weekend. So get that old windbreaker out. You know, it's going to be cold and windy for Thanksgiving there. So, hey, before I get to morning dump, hey, DJ, play that Thanksgiving jam, would you?
You made
it's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, always your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. See, I did that by myself. That was nice. I don't even need Brock. Yeah, I do. I miss the guy. It's nice having somebody else in here to bounce off. Your morning dump, though, this morning. The best and the worst cities to be an NFL fan. According to a new study, here's a rundown of the five best cities to be an NFL fan. Number five, Minnesota Vikings. Partially probably because of their stadium, which is ridiculously awesome. Number four, Kansas City. The Chiefs hanging at number four. Number three, Green Bay, which they own. They own their stadium, which is pretty nice. The people. Number two, Carolina Panthers. And number one, the Indianapolis Colts. The number one NFL team. The best team to be a fan of. Here are the top five worst NFL teams to be a fan of. Number five, New England. Damn, really? Number four, the Dolphins. Number three, the Redskins. Number two, New York Giants. And number one, the New York Jets. Yeah. Kind of can agree with that. Some of the categories of the study looked at were the number of touchdowns scored by the team, ticket prices, precipitation, and beer prices. Beer prices being a big one there. Can't remember which team it was, but recently there was a team that was just like, you know what? $9 beers, it's getting old. So they're doing like $3 beers or something. Dang it, which city was it? But I was like, thank you. You know, I mean, you do make a lot of money on beer regardless. But that's like the number one thing that people bitch about when they go to NFL games. Really? $10? $10 a beer? All right, I guess I'll have two. Here's my 20. Here goes your... No, you always tip. You always tip. All right, moving on. Brace yourself for Black Friday. Brace yourselves! Because that shopping is no joke. Well, many Black Friday sales will involve TVs, gaming systems, and phones. Experts warn that there are some things to avoid shopping for on the day after Thanksgiving. That includes gym equipment, home appliances, and furniture, which is weird. Why? Not sure why. Maybe that's just a tough thing to get out of the old store while it's too busy. Study doesn't really go further than that. But, you know, one thing I am anticipating, probably have seen the commercial for it. Originally, it was the Oculus Rift. Then they came out with the Oculus Go, I believe. And now it's the Quest, the Oculus Quest. It's that commercial. It's basically, it's VR. It's that thing you put on your head. And you go to a completely different digital world. And honestly, I have done it once, but it wasn't the Quest. I am excited for somebody to get this because I don't think I'm going to get it right off the bat. I don't know about the first, second, third versions of this, especially in VR. It's one of those worlds that the public really hasn't tapped into yet. But, man, if you've seen the commercial, I think it's called Beat Saber. And you've probably seen it if you watch any NFL games because it's in a commercial of every NFL game. Basically, you have these digital lightsabers and you're cutting blocks in half, kind of like Fruit Ninja, but you're in the world. It looks absolutely mind-boggling. And I want to try it. So there you go. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving coming up. More on its way. It is the Plan B Morning Show. I'll be back.